begins. We are continuing our previous shiur, Rambam Perek Beis Milchus Shuvah Halachas Aleph and Beis. In the previous shiur, we saw Mahalach of the Rambam in the two levels of tshuva. That there's the level of the Baal Tshuva Gemura, and that's based on the Gemara in Yuma. And then there's the level of the person who's not a Baal Tshuva Gemura, but he just did tshuva because he doesn't have his kochos anymore, so it's not the same. So the Ran, that's Varim Hayin Aflaim, and now we are going to continue, again based on the Torah of Agon Rabbi Yosef Farbstein Zatzal. The Rambam writes in Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, Mai Tshuva, Vishayazov Hachote Cheto, Vyasiru Machshafto, Vyigmor Beliba Shalaya Seo, which never Yazov Rosh Darko, Vyin Yisnachim Al Shaover, Shinemar Choyshuvi Nichamti, Vyoid Elov Yodea Talmos, Shlo Yoshuv Lazea Chait Laola, Shinemar Velonomar Delokenu Lamasi Adenu, Velonomar Delohenu Lamasi Adenu, Vtarach Lisvados Bisfosov Velomer and Yanos Elu Shagomar Beliba. The Rambam says, what is tshuva? That you should leave your sin, and you should remove it from your thoughts, and you should decide in your heart you're not going to do it again. As it says in the Pasuk, that a Rasha leaves his way, etc. And you should regret the past. Then he brings a Pasuk for that. And the one who knows secrets should testify about you, about this person, that he will never return to this sin. And he has to be misvade, he has to confess with his lips and say these matters. V'yesh litumoa sharei le'el b'halocha alek for pasach harambam misdvarav b'she'ela zu. Wait a second. In Perek Aleph halocha Aleph, the Rambam starts off ezo hi tshuva. So what's the Rambam opening up in Perek Beis halocha Beis mahi tshuva? You just already said that in Perek Beis halocha Aleph ezo hi tshuva. And now in the next halach, you're saying, Umay tshuva. And it's not pshat that he's being mashlim what he says in halacha aleph and adding more conditions, because then the Rambam would have said, and this tshuva that we spoke about means, no, it's like mashmat starting something new. And halacha aleph, the Rambam already told us what tshuva is. So it would appear that what the Rambam says in this halacha is not talking about what he said at the beginning of the previous halacha, rather al hemsheich halacha, and the continuation of the halacha, because darkei tshuva hagemura v'hameula kvar nisparshu b'mekoma. The Rambam tells us in Halacha Aleph that what's tshuva? That he has the opportunity to do the sin and he doesn't do it. And he still has his kochos. And then the Rambam says, and this is all Halacha Aleph, and if he only does tshuva in his old age, even though it's not tshuva ma'ula, it's not the ideal tshuva, but he's still a Baal tshuva. So that, the Ram, we already know in Halacha Aleph what tshuva ma'ula is, what the ideal tshuva is, that it's befo'al b'maisa that we spoke about in the previous year, that you have to do it in practice. And then the Rambam says, Vaiter, there's tshuva she'ena ma'ula. And here the Rambam doesn't tell us the content of the Maisa Tshuva here. In other words, we know what Tshuva Ma'ula is. Tshuva Ma'ula is a Tshuva B'Maisa. He had the opportunity and he didn't do the Avera. Now we want to know what's Tshuva She'ena Ma'ula that he spoke about in the second part of Halacha Aleph. And the Rambam says, ah, so what's this Tshuva that we spoke about in the previous halacha? In other words, tshuva she'ena ma'ula. So you're right, the Rambam could have said, Shuvah zu she'amarnu, tzarech, right, going off of Halacha Aleph. But still, we read Halacha Aleph. And when we read Halacha Aleph, we were scratching our heads and we were saying, all right, I understand the definition of tshuva when it's when he still has his kochos. But what about when he doesn't have his kochos? The Rambam says that's also tshuva, even though it's not the ideal tshuva. And that's what the Rambam is telling us in Halacha Beis. That this tshuva is in his mind. Tshuva gemura is with a maisa. And he didn't do this, he didn't do the avera because of tshuva. And tshuva she'ena mula is tshuva without a maisa. It's in his mind. He doesn't have the opportunity to do it. He's an old man. He doesn't have his kochos anymore. And it would appear, moreover, that it's clear that when a person has an opportunity to do the avera and he separates from it, memela are being fulfilled, automatically are being fulfilled the conditions of tshuva. Because that were said by a tshuva shelo befal maisa, that weren't done with concretely with his body. Because sof the union of tshuva is a zivas hachet. The Rambam says he has to be parish al tshuva. So al tshuva is he's being parish al tzivas hachet. And he's meisir b'machshavto, he doesn't want to do this sin anymore. And he's gomer b'libo not to do it again because he's that's why he's not doing it now, because he doesn't want to do the Aveira anymore. Or you could say no. You could say it's not necessary to have these thoughts and these feelings when he does the Tshuva Gemura. And just the Maisa of being purged from the Aveira is enough. Mashenken, when he doesn't have the option of doing the Maisa, when he's old or he doesn't chance upon, he doesn't encounter this woman in this time and this place, so then he has to do it b'machshavas. That's an interesting question. What the Rambam says in Halacha Beis about removing it from his mind and regretting and taking upon himself the future, does that also apply when he's parish b'maisa, when he separates b'maisa and Halacha Aleph? One could argue that not. Now, we have to understand, the Rambam says that in Halacha Beis, that the mei yodea ta'alumois is mei that you will never return to this sin. So if in Halacha Beis the Rambam is talking about tshuva she'ena ma'ula, not the ideal tshuva because it's not b'maisa, then we can ask, why don't you also have to have the edus of the yodea ta'alumos when doing the tshuva of Halacha Aleph at the beginning, the tshuva ma'ula? So again, one could argue that the yodea lavi yodea talumos also refers to the tshuva ma'ula and Halacha Aleph. You could say no, that Halacha Beis is talking about tshuva she'ena ma'ula, and it's not necessary to have these thoughts. Yazov cheto legamre b'yasir machshavto. That's only tshuva she'ena mula. That's the non-ideal tshuva of Halacha Beis when he's already an old man. And if that's true, then only then do you need sheyoyed olav yodea ta'alumos. So why is yoyed olav yodea ta'alumos only necessary for number two? Tshuva number two, tshuva, second level of tshuva, and not the first level, not the higher level of tshuva. So first we'll explain the Ikar Divrei Rambam. The Rambam writes, V'yigmor b'libo shelo yaseyu od. V'yoida lo v'yodea ta'alumos shelo yoshuv lazeh acheit le'olam. Now, if in the end he sinned, so agloi milsel ma'freh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never testified shelo yoshuv lazeh acheit le'olam. And that's a milsel d'tmiyah. If somebody sins, It turns out, lamafreya, that it really wasn't tshuva. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says that there are two gedarim in yediyas ha'asid. There's yediyah muchletes and yediyah sichlis. And when the Rambam writes yoyed alav yodea talumos, it's talking about shemed of yediyah sichlis. In other words, quoting the lashon of Or Yisrael Rabbeinu Yisrael Lipkin Misalant, sheyiyeh toikef hatshuva kol kach ma sheyigmor belibo shlo yechta od. So it's got to be such a strong tshuva that based on where you're holding now, you'll never do it again. That's yediyah sichlis, that it makes sense. Based on where you're holding now, you're never going to do this sin again. But not that you're actually, if you did the sin again, that's because your matzav changed. But if you would remain in this matzav, you would never do the sin again. So it's not based on future knowledge that God is a prophet, that God knows the future. Pasha, God knows the future. But it's based on your matzav now. That if you're in a state now where you would never do this sin again, if you would remain in this state, that's what the Rambam is talking about. Or one can explain that the Rambam writes Shelo Yoshuv Lazechet Leolam. What do you mean Yoshuv? How about Yaseh? Shelo Yasechet Zeh Leolam. What's the lashon of Yoshuv? So it would appear that this madrega of Yoyed Olav Yodea Talumos, that there should be testimony from the one who knows secrets, is that a person has to be Koveya Ba'atzmo. Shelolam lo yoshuv lazeachet, he's never going to return to this sin because he's shaykh to the previous sin. Now, the union of tshuva is that he should detach himself and his shaykhus with sin al yidei ma shenikshar imo b'machshavto b'libo. כשמנתק עצמו מהחטא הקודם, ממילא לא ישוב לחטא זה. He looks at the previous sin and he says, oh boy, I never ever want to do that again. Now, when he sins again, that's a new nisayon. That's a new tkifas hayetzer. Where he's sinning now has no shaychus to the previous sin. In other words, sometimes somebody sins and it's really good, so he does it again. He enjoyed it. So he does it again. This guy looks at his sin, he goes, no. When I think of that sin, it's just, that's poison. That sin was cancer for me. I don't ever want to go back to that sin. So if he sins again, the Rambam is saying Shlo Yoshuv. It shouldn't be mikoch the first time he did the Avera, because mikoch the first time he did the Avera, he'll never do this again. Now it's a new nisayon. But it's not because he has shaychus to the first sin. It's not a hemshech of the first sin. It's not an Avera goreres Avera from the first sin. It's a new nisayon. That's the Lashon Rambam Yashuv. So it emerges that even if he gets to a madrega, shiyoyed alav yodea talumos, that if this dvar avera comes liyado and his yetzer attacks him, he won't sin again. I mean, even if he didn't reach that madrega, the yodea talumos knows that he will sin again. But not mikoach that first sin. That first sin is done with. He hated that sin. He's done with that sin. He's still a Baal Tshuva. because he did tshuva from that sin. As far as that sin is concerned, he never ever wants to do anything like that again. Now he has a new nisayon. A new nisayon with circumstances. We're always changing, human beings. It's always new feelings, new experiences. But the yisod, maybe the Rambam is telling us, Yodeh v'idea talumos, God testifies he's not going to go back yoshuv to do the same sin. Because when he looks at that first sin, he says, I'm done with that forever. Because the idea of tshuva is to return to where you were before. Return, tshuva is returning. So by saying, oh, when I did that sin, Tuesday afternoon, March 16th at 4:30, I wish I hadn't done it, and I never ever want to do anything like that again. So now he's in a matzav of before the sin, as if he hadn't done the sin. So he was shocked to where he was before. Ah, he's going to have a new nisayon, he's going to do it again, but that's not related to that. He already got to the point where he was behind that sin. It was as if he had never done that sin, that particular sin. And that's the Shlo Yashuv Lezeched Laolam. And therefore, again, if he does the sin again in the future, it's not the Gloya Muslim afraid that his tshuva wasn't a real tshuva. It was a real tshuva. He did it because it was a new nisayon. So either the first time it was a real tshuva, because in that matzav that he was in at that time, he never would have done the sin again. Or we could say no. That it could be he would do the sin again at that very moment. But not because of the previous sin. He's not going to be shoved. That previous sin he's done with. He's totally misnachah. He doesn't want to have anything to do with it. He hates that sin. But either way, if a person sins again in the future, it doesn't stare his original tshuva. Now, it could be that when a person has a dvar avera bali yado, and he doesn't do the avera, he doesn't need the edus of the yadea talumos. That the edus of the yadea talumos is only necessary when lo basali yado, that he's not going to do this sin again. But when basali yado, when he has the opportunity to do this sin, that's even better, because it's not just an edus of Hashem, but he actually did it. And that's better. It's befoal b'maisa, and not just in the abstract. So he doesn't need the edus. All he needs is his maisa. Now in halacha aleph, the Rambam doesn't mention the Tanai of Yisnachem al Sha'avar. So let's say a person has the opportunity to do a sin and he doesn't do it. Before all, b'maisi, he doesn't do it. But who says that he regrets? Who says that he regrets what he did, that he did the first sin? Maybe he doesn't regret it. And when the Rambam is talking over here about the various conditions, about accepting upon himself for the future and regretting the past, we said maybe that's only talking about tshuva she'ena gemura. That's only talking about tshuva she'ena gemura, tshuva she'ena mu'ula. Not the ideal tshuva. Or maybe no. That's also included in the tshuva. Also, the Rambam writes, maybe that's included in the tshuva mu'ula. The Rambam says he doesn't do... Rambam says, what's tshuva? Interesting. Rambam says, what's tshuva? Tshuva is... that what's tshuva gemura? He has the opportunity to do the avera, and he separates and he doesn't do it because of tshuva. But you just asked what tshuva is, and then you said he doesn't do the avera because of tshuva. I mean, he doesn't do the avera because of tshuva. If not doing the avera is the tshuva gemura, then what do you mean v'lasem epnei atshuva? There's not doing the avera, and then there's mipnei atshuva. So tshuva is obviously something else. So it's two things. Ezuvi tshuva gemura. Tshuva gemura is you have the opportunity to do the avera and you don't do it. A. B. Mipnei hatshuva. And the question is, what's tshuva? So maybe then that's what the Rambam is telling us in Halacha Beis. Halacha Beis, the Rambam says, tshuva is that you remove it from your mind, etc. You're not going to do it again. You regret the past. So that's tshuva. Otherwise, how do you understand what the Rambam says? What's tshuva gemura? That you have the opportunity to do the avera and you don't do it. If that would be that all Rambam says, b'seder. So you don't have to have any thoughts. As long as you didn't do the avera, you're set. But it says, v'lo asim epnei hatshuva. But I thought tshuva is not doing the avera again when you had the opportunity. It must be, there's more to it. You didn't do the avera again because of tshuva. There's something called tshuva, and together with that, you didn't do the avera again when you had the opportunity to. Okay, sweet friends, there's a lot more to say. I'm saying these Rambams are just olam umalo. So please stay tuned. And Baruch Hashem, we already have many, many, many shiurim on the Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, and we'd like to continue because this is just too important. This is our life. Every tshuva is a mitzvah every second of every day. So we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem, do tshuva shleima b'simcha b'yava. Amen, amen. Thank you so much for listening, sweet friends.